This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than 15 years ago, two Missouri lawmakers played a key role in the first successful efforts to open Cuba to U.S. trade following the embargo of the early 1960s. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports that effort began with a question from a Missouri rice farmer.
Every year, members of Congress use some of their month-long August break to connect with constituents. In 1999, a few years after taking over the House seat of her late husband, then-Missouri Republican Representative Joanne Emerson visited the farm of Sonny Martin, a rice farmer near Dexter, Missouri. Martin passed away last year, but the family farm lives on. Emerson said after taking a brief tour, she sat down with area farmers to answer questions.
The first question that I had from Sonny himself was, Joanne, why is it that we used to sell all of our rice to Cuba and now we can't do it anymore? And he stumped me. I had no idea.
She began looking into the matter and after returning to Washington found that other ag state lawmakers in Congress were getting similar questions. It wasn't long before Emerson and a growing number of lawmakers were working to push back on what was then 40 years of U.S. policy. Dubbed the Cuba Working Group, Emerson says the bipartisan coalition was made up not just of other ag state lawmakers,
but also a lot of members who simply thought that the embargo that the United States had with Cuba was just wrongheaded policy.
The group inserted language into the appropriations bill for the federal office that oversees business licensing with foreign countries. But opposition was strong, both from Cuban-American members and Emerson's own majority leader, Tom DeLay, a Texas Republican. Emerson says DeLay, who normally did not attend the committee's meetings, showed up in an apparent attempt to intimidate members into voting against the Cuba proposal. But she says every member who had promised to support the language did so. It was a big bipartisan victory, but fate had also helped. Emerson says a hurricane had hit Cuba and wiped out much of the island's agricultural production, helping to build support for humanitarian aid to Cuba. The committee win set the stage for a late-night meeting to work out a compromise that both the Cuban-American members who opposed trade with the Castro government and the Cuba Working Group could live with. Finding that middle ground fell to another Missouri Republican, then Representative Roy Blunt.
We negotiated a new system where the Cuban government could buy food products, but they had to pay for the food products before they were unloaded.
The cash upfront requirement still governs how Cuba purchases U.S. goods. Changing that to allow Cuba to buy on credit, as is traditional in most foreign trade agreements, will require congressional approval, something Blunt opposes as long as Raul and Fidel Castro remain in power. That puts Blunt at odds with Missouri's farm constituents, including the state's rice producers, who are usually quick to call the senator a friend.
But on this one, I think that the senator just needs to know that ag is for trade.
That's Greg Yielding, who's with both the U.S. Rice Producers Association and the Missouri Rice Council. In February, he urged a meeting of rice farmers in Dexter to call Blunt's office and push the senator to support legislation expanding trade and extending credit to Cuba. Yielding says farmers and the U.S. economy need the new market.
It's just not fair to the farmers for the government to shut down a market when other people in other countries are getting that market.
Blunt says the Castro government does not have a good credit history, and he has this warning for U.S. farmers and others wanting to do business with the Castro government.
Just remember, they can buy anything from you right now that they're willing to pay for. So why aren't they buying from you right now?
Yielding says private business should be allowed to take that risk. Cuba could be a lucrative market for rice producers. Yielding says the average Cuban eats about 120 pounds of rice a year. By comparison, the average American consumes about 25 pounds of rice a year, with about 4 pounds of that coming from drinking beer. Several pieces of legislation are pending in Congress to ease travel restrictions and allow for increased trade with Cuba. So far, those bills do not seem to have enough support to win approval this session. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.